Father, we bless you this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, O Lord. We bless you, Lord. We exalt you, for you are the Lord, and that is your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done for us. Thank you, O Lord, for yesterday. Thank you for today. And Lord, you are God, our Lord, forevermore. O Lord, we bow before you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. We lay our crown and we worship you. Lord, we say you are God and you are God alone. You are God and you are God forevermore. You are the Lord and that is your name. Thank you, Father. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. Thank you for your mercy, for your compassion. O Lord, we worship you. And Father, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 6th of January, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his love over your life. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day and I prophesy favor into my day. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word of grace over my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my steps this day is unto life. In the name of Jesus, I am not taking my step to death. I am not taking my step into accident. I am not taking my step into any form of evil, but my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. Every step that I take today, there are steps that is taken to life, to blessing, steps that is taken to harvest. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, I move forward. I advance in every area of my life this day. In the name of Jesus, this day I possess you by the fire of Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I declare over you this day, you will yield the blessing of this day unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, I assess the provision of God for me this day. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that the affliction of the yesterday will not cross over into my new day. In the name of Jesus, oh, for this day is not a continuation of evil cycle. Evil cycle is broken in the name of Jesus. Evil ordinance is broken over me by the blood of Jesus. I erase every demonic handwriting, every demonic expression over my day. I release you by the blood of Jesus. I cancel every evil confession, every evil word that is spoken over my day. In the name of Jesus, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every evil word that is spoken into every day in the month of January, I cancel you. Either the word is spoken to me, either I heard about the word, either is spoken to me intentionally or spoken by me carelessly, I cancel you in the name of Jesus. I speak to my day and every other day in the month of January, you are a day of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, you are a day that the favor of the Lord is being showcased in my life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil that is ordained into my day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I cancel every demonic language over every day in the month of January, over this day that I'm in presently. I cancel demonic language in the name of Jesus. Every expression of hardship in my day, in every day in the month of January, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every demonic agenda over my life, I deactivate you in the name of Jesus. Every demonic expression, oh, from the dream that want to express itself into my physical world, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that I receive angelic assistance this day. In the name of Jesus, I arise in you this day in power. I arise in you this day in favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that I walk into my open doors of blessing. In the name of Jesus, this day I say to you that you favor me. In the name of Jesus, I assess the provision of God for me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my labor is not going to be in the wrong direction. I will not labor in vain. I will not labor to waste in the name of Jesus. My harvest will outnumber my labor. I will not labor in another man's field for another man to harvest. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the blessings of the Lord upon me cancel every appearance of hard labor over my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, my work is blessed. My business is blessed. The works of my hands are blessed. In the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hands to the Lord Jesus. It is the Lord Jesus that teaches my hand to make profit. I make profit this day. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every language of sickness, every language of infirmity over my day. I cancel you. In the name of Jesus, you will not stand. You will not prosper in the name of Jesus. I declare today that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want you to lift up your voice and pray concerning this nation. I want you to pray and tell the Lord that, Father, let your mercy speak over Nigeria. Father, we ask, O Lord, that you will show us mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that violence shall no more be heard in our land. Let this violence cease, O God. Let there be peace in our borders. Let there be peace all over Nigeria. Father, you will frustrate the tokens of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Father, you will break the rod of the wicked over Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, the staff of wickedness, the scepter of wickedness over this nation, you will break it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that the wicked will not prosper in their enterprise over Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, that their devices will begin to fail them. In the name of Jesus, Father, you will arise and you will break the scepter of the wicked over this nation. Take charge of Nigeria, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, by your mercy, in the name of Jesus, you will redeem this nation. We ask for mercy, O Lord. Father, arise concerning this nation, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we remember every missionary all over this nation. We ask for your mercy over them. In the name of Jesus, Father, you will show them mercy. You will strengthen them. In the name of Jesus, you will give strength unto them. You will uphold them and their family. In the name of Jesus, Father, you will show them mercy. In the name of Jesus, you will arise and fight for them wherever they are, all over Nigeria, from the north to the south, from the east to the west. We ask for strength for them. In the name of Jesus, we ask for grace for them. In the name of Jesus, you will strengthen them. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. This morning, by the grace of God, we are going to continue from where we stopped on Friday. You know, on Friday, I told you that as the Spirit of the Lord is going to give us permission and direction, we'll continue in His Word this year. Now, on Friday, I told you that one of the words that the Lord has given to us to run with this season is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 14 verse 15. And the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward." The Lord said to Moses, "Why cry you to me? Tell the children of Israel to progress, to go forward." And that Friday, I give you an introduction that this word to every life is different. To some, it's a word of prophecy. To some, it's a word of deliverance. To some, it's a word of instruction. To some, it's a word of charge. To some, it's a word of declaration of going into a different season in their life, in their ministry, in their business. Whatever aspect the word is coming to you this morning, I pray that the word will prosper in your life in the name of Jesus. So we are going to take a step further in this word. The Lord spoke to the children of Israel, "Go forward." Now I want to add this from the book of Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." This is the word of the Lord for you as you go out today. Now, on Friday, the first of this month, the Lord spoke to me through His word. That is the book of Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. 18. Now, beloved, let me tell you this. The Lord has given his word unto you. He has said to you, go forward. This is what the Lord gave to me through his word. He said, stop trying to put me in the direction of your thoughts. Many a times we have tried to put God in our imagination. We've tried to put him in our plan. Instead of us committing our plans into his hand, we try to put God in the direction of our thoughts, forgetting that he is God, he is not a man. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thought. For the thought of the Lord is very deep. Beloved, understand this morning. Helping God to play the scenarios out in your mind, or trying to make alternative way out for yourself, will prolong your stay at the very point in front of your Red Sea. Trying to play the scenario out for God and trying to bring solution forth for yourself will prolong your stay at that junction where you are, will make you to remain stagnant. You have to trust God and his word. He has said, for your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not his ways. He will not go in the direction of man. I said this on Friday, that God is complete in his word. God cannot be caught in any equation. He does not need any variable. He does not need any internal or external variable to complete him. God is constant and complete at all times. He does not need a negative or a positive application. He is God. He is not a man. And he has given his word to you, that I know my thoughts. The thought that he has for you is a thought of good, is a thought of blessing, to give you a good and expected end. Do not put God in the direction of your thought. Rather, commit your ways unto the Lord. Commit your ways, commit your thoughts unto the Lord. Rather, trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Understand that the Red Sea will not move or give way until you go forward in the direction, at the direction of his word. Yes, the mountain is there. Yes, the Red Sea is in front of you. But listen to the direction of his word and move according to what he has asked you to do. In this season of your life, follow the word of the Lord, just as it is written in the book of Psalm 121 verse 1. The scripture says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from where cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Lift up your eyes unto the Lord and not unto the hills. Your help is coming from the Father above, not from a brother abroad, not from an uncle abroad. Lift up your eyes unto the Lord, for your help is going to come from him. He is the only one that will not disappoint you. The scripture says that our Lord God is our refuge, a very present help in times of need. Look up unto him. He will give you a word that you are going to speak to your Red Sea in time. He's going to give you a word that will remove the impossibility of your present moment. He will remove it from you at that time. All you need is the word of the King, the word of the King of all kings. The scripture says, wherever the word of the King is, there is authority, there is power. All you need is the charge of the King to speak to that Red Sea at that particular time. So dearly beloved, get moving. Get moving, get going by the word of the Lord. Undo his word with all that is in you. The word of the Lord. If it were to be a man, let us say a politician, for example, the governor of your state. Don't let us even use the president. Let's say the governor of your state gives his word to you and he tells you that you should go to a particular ministry or go to a particular commission. You will not second guess what the governor has said. You are going to move at the prompt, at the instant of his word that he has given to you. Beloved, handle the word of the Lord that is given to you with utmost attention, with utmost action. God is not a man that he should lie. He has never lied to generations before you. He will not leave you stranded by the Red Sea, only if you follow his word. take hold of his word and get moving. All that the Lord is expecting from you is just like Peter said in Luke chapter 5 verse 5b. He said, nevertheless, at your word I will let down the net. He knows that you have toiled all the night by your strength. He knows that you have tried and you could not even attain it. He knows that you don't have anybody right there. And that is why he has gone ahead of you in this season to make a seat for you in the table of the king. He has prepared for you to stop eating from the crumbs that fall from the table of the nobles. He has made a place for you in the palace. He has made a place for you at the table of the king. He has prepared a feast of provision, a feast of his mercy is prepared for you. All you have to do is go forward at the prompt and at the instant of his word for you. In the name of Jesus, I read to you the blessings of the Lord for you as you go today. Verse 12 of that Isaiah chapter 55, you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands for you in the name of Jesus. The Lord will bless you in all that you do. He has said in his word, instead of the thorn, the cypress tree will come up for you. Instead of barrenness, you will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Instead of wilderness, it will make a way for you. Instead of desert, rivers of water will proceed for you in this season in the name of Jesus. Remember, move at the instant at the instructions of his word. Go forward, get going. You have stayed enough where you are. Move forward in your trust in him. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to stop here because of time and space, and as well trusting that by the grace of God, we are going to continue tomorrow and in the days to come. Let me remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is coming. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.